Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Shlach, Tavshin Pei, our learning. She means Chutzal for Shlem, for Mordechai Yaakov, Yudah, Ben Rivka, Besoch, Shor Chol Yisrael. The first idea comes to us from the Kihilas Yitzchak, who is the Talmud of the Levush Mordechai and the Beis HaLevi. And the Pasuk on Yud Gimel Tezayin, Elish Mos HaNashim HaShar Shalach Moshe LaSura Sa'aretz VaYikra Moshe LaHoshe Ben Nun Yehoshua. Moshe davens, and he calls Hoshea Ben Nun Yehoshua. Rashi says, His Spal Olav Kol Yoshiacha, He prayed for him, says the Gemara in Sotah Lamedal Amad Beis, Chadosh Baruch Hu should save you from the plot of the spies. Says the Kihilas Yitzchak, why does Moshe only daven for Yeshua? Why does he daven for the Caliph? Why does he daven for the rest of the Meraglim? Says the Kihilas Yitzchak, a beautiful insight. He says, you know, the Targum Onuson tells us that Yeshua was very humble, and he was devoted to Moshe Rabbeinu. He was his mamish's Talmud Mavok. And says the Kihilas Yitzchak, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Yeshua saw last week's Parshas Baaloscha, Eldad and Meidas Nevua, that Moshe Rabbeinu would not bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So what would Yeshua do? Yeshua would want to prolong their journey to Eretz Yisrael so Moshe Rabbeinu could live longer. So therefore, Yeshua would give up, to join the Meraglim just so Moshe Rabbeinu could live longer. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Yeshua should not be affected Meraglim, even if it's for a good purpose. Which just shows us the mesiras nefesh that a Tama has for his Rebbe. Then I thought, this is such a beautiful idea from the Baal Shem Tov and the Reb Chaim Volozhin, the same idea of Simon says. The Gemara tells us in Brachos, that La Megimel Med Beis, everything is in a Kadosh Baruch Hu sense except for Yerushalayim. And the Gemara goes on to say, just Yerushalayim? No, at the end of the day, just Yerushalayim. By Moshe Rabbeinu, it was a small thing. And the guy by Moshe, it was a small thing. Everyone else is the big thing. Says the Baal Shem Tov and the Rav Chaim Volozhin are the same idea, the world of the Baal Shem Tov and the Gra. What's going on here? Just by Moshe Rabbeinu? Not everyone's a Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Baal Shem Tov and the Rav Chaim Volozhin that everyone has to have a Rebbe. Everyone has to have a role model. Everyone has someone to be able to connect it to. And when you're connected to that person, you're uplifted. You're transmitted to a different level, transmitted to a different person. My Rebbe has a Rebbe, and their Rebbe has a Rebbe, and their Rebbe goes all back to Har Sinai. Says the Baal Shem Tov, and says Rav Chaim Volozhin, that's exactly here. Moshe, in the Gabi Moshe, Miltzah Zuzrahili, everyone needs a Rebbe. And that's exactly the insight here from the Kihilas Yitzchak, that Yeshua was ready to be devoted so much so to sin in order that his Rebbe, the Moshe Rebbe, will be able to live longer. What a tremendous insight about devotion and dvekas to one's Rebbe, to a role model, to have someone to be able to lean on for advice, for halachic advice, for hashkafic advice, and be able to be the true guide in one's life. Moving on to idea number 2. Idea number 2 comes to us from the Ksav Sofer, Yugimel Lamed. So the Meraglim come back, Vayas Kolev Isa'am El Moshe Vayomer, Olo Nala Vyarshna Vasak Kiyacha Nuchala, right? The Meraglim come back with this whole story. Don't worry, we're going to get rocked, everyone. He makes all Klai Yisrael cry. Amalek lives there, and Kolev hushes them down. It says, Kiyachu Nuchola. Parenthetically, look at the best Eish Kodesh. I very much enjoy. We've said in past years, not for now. But says the Ksav Sofer, why only did Kalev join, just say this, Kiyachu Nuchola? Why didn't Yehoshua also? Why didn't Yeshua also join? If Yehoshua was ready to sing, according to Kihilas Yitzchak, ready to join Meraglim, why didn't he also join Kalev's tefillah? And his whole thing about Kiyachu Nuchola, we had to tell Klai so we could do it. Says the Ksav Sofer, a little similar to Kihilas Yitzchak, but he says it differently. He says, we know from Rashi Baaloscha, Yeshua saw the Eldad and Meidad. And everyone knew that Yeshua was going to be able to bring, was going to be the one to bring Klai Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. He didn't want people to think the only reason he's rallying is that he could be the one to lead us into Eretz Yisrael. Is that he could be the lead the nation. So therefore, Yeshua knew when to step up, and he also knew when to take a back seat. He also knew when it was time to be able to take a back seat. He didn't want to make it look like he was going to be the one, and he only wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael just for himself. So therefore, Kalev was the only one who hushed down the nation and told them we could conquer, we could surely do it. Yeshua said, I'm going to be active here by being passive. And I think that's a tremendous insight in Avodas Hashem. Rav Shlomo Feifeld has a great sefer. The biography that Rabbi Saul Besser put out is beautiful. But here by Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Rami, they put out some shmuzim from Rabbi Feifeld, the Rosh Yeshiva of Shayashev. And he writes a beautiful story about Rav Chaim Soloveitchik was once vacationing during the summer and by the sea. And what happened was, he saw Rav Chaim, there was a Rav who came to travel to Rav Chaim to ask him a very important halachic question. And he saw this guy, Rav Chaim, listen to this town shoemaker who's speaking to him for 2 hours straight. And Rav Chaim was mamish, listened to him like he was the most important person in the world. And after he left, the Rav calls to Rav Chaim and says, how can you allow such a simple shoemaker to browbeat you for two hours? And Chaim gave him a puzzled look. What are you talking about? The man has a broken heart. He has terrible tragedies in his life. I shouldn't listen to his every word. Rav Chaim's incredibly intense, profound, and creative Torah, learning what everyone knows, it must have been priceless. Yet when a person comes with a broken heart, a person wants to cry, a person wants to unburden himself and talk about his problems, you close the Gemara and listen. You close the Gemara and listen. And I think that's what the whole story is. You have to know when to be able to apply your Avod Hashem ben Adam l'makom, the ben Adam l'chaveiro. But you also have to be a well-balanced person. You have to know when's the time for me to be active and when's the time for me to be passive. I have to see the whole picture. Yeshua saw there might be a maris ayin issue. People might think that I only want to go ahead and show because of myself. Therefore, Kalev is going to be the only one to be able to step up. You have to know which button to press every single minute of our lives. Beautiful, beautiful insight from the Ksav Sofer and Rav Shomer Feifel. Moving on to day number three. Din number three comes to us from Rav Soloveitchik and Rebbe Rav Baruch Simon quotes it in Maimer Hey of Imre Baruch. You know that a few psukim later, Yogimel Amid Beis, they call Eretz Yisrael Eretz Ocheles Yoshvehi. It's a land that mamash devours its inhabitants. And on this, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Rav Soloveitchik quotes Bava Basra Kufnim Chesam and Aleph 158a Avir de Eretz Yisrael Machkim. The air of Eretz Yisrael makes a person wise. Says Rav Soloveitchik, what's another way to understand that Gemara? Where we can't say Parshat Shlach without saying an Eretz Yisrael Torah. Says Rav Soloveitchik, Hainu Mishayesh Lo Chachma Kodim Shavol Aret, Tisra Bechachmoso Begyosla Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is only Avid Eretz Yisrael Machkim. It only works if you work on yourself before. If you come into Eretz Yisrael with a burning desire, with a yearning desire, with a Kli, a Neshama, who's looking forward to the Rabbon Hashem, then it's able to expand. You're able to be able to expand. But if you don't do that prior preparation, if you don't do that prior Bahachana, then it doesn't. The chachma of Eretz Yisrael is not going to work. Doesn't mean that you won't get on fire in Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't mean the kedusha, but it'll come to a different land. You know, sometimes people will say, "Oh, I'll wait to Eretz Yisrael to be able to start learning." No, prepare yourself, says Rav Soloveitchik. I mean, right, every year, Eretz Yisrael Malkim is only for people that prepare themselves. When you come to Eretz Yisrael prepared, then the Torah will be able to be misraba in a great way. And that's what I think it reminded me of a Rabbeinu Yonam in Perek Shlishi. In Pirkei Avos 3, Yud Zayin, Im Ein Derech Eretz Ein Torah. What does it mean, Ein Derech Eretz Ein Torah? If you don't have Midos, you don't have Torah. Lotso Lomar, first you have to be Metakin your Midos, and then the Torah could to dwell in you. But the Torah doesn't want to dwell in a person that doesn't have good Midos. And so too Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the Torah of Eretz Yisrael will permeate a person if the person is a Kli from the Mekabel that Torah, to be able to Mekabel that Kedusha. So how is it important for us to always be able to prepare our neshama by making sure, but anytime we go into Kaddosh things, Eretz Yisrael is one thing, but also for Shabbos. You want to be affected by Shabbos? You got to prepare yourself for Shabbos. It's a lashon of hachana. This whole message of Soloveitchik is a message of hachana, of preparation, and making sure, don't think that, oh, I didn't get inspired, that Shabbos is a Torah Eretz doesn't exist. No. You also have to do hachana. The more prepared you are, the more you prepare yourself, and the more you daven and prepare yourself with achanam, kedusha b'tahara, then the kedusha of Shabbos, the kedusha specifically here of Eretz Yisrael, will be tisra. A beautiful insight from Rav Soloveitchik and Rabbeinu Yonah. Moving on to Adin number four. So it's quoted in the name of the Kuznets or Magad, the Avodah Yisrael, Kuznets Tezvav Chaf. Reishis Ariso Seichem Chala Tarimu Truma Trumas Goren Kein Tarimu Asa. The first mitzvah we get when we go into Eretz Yisrael, one of the first mitzvahs is the mitzvah of Chala, of separating the first portion for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It says the Kuznets or Magad, what's the deeper idea? Reishis Ariso Seichem Tinu Lashem Truma. The first one should be a Truma for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says, beautiful insight. Rav Simon quotes it in Maimer Dalet. Kuznets or Magad says, Reishis Ariso Seichem Chala Tarima Truma. It means talking not just about the mitzvah of Chala, but talking about Reishis, a person's first of your beginnings, that the first of your life or the first of your day. Ki ikar havoda bimei hayaldas habarachos. Ki sha'olam sholom bekochu hu reishis mekadosh minurav. Says the Kuznets or Magad, this mitzvah of Chala, the first, you're able to mekadosh the first things of your life. And he said it specifically about when a person's younger, be able to make sure to mekadosh those days. Aval at sameach b'achor b'yaldusach, be able to make sure that you don't wait till you're old, because the impressions that you have when you're younger, that makes a tremendous, tremendous impact for the rest of your life. And maybe for us, we can take that message and really apply it to our lives as well. That it doesn't just mean the beginning of our lives that we have to maybe be able to be mekadosh, but also maybe the beginning of our days. The Rav Biederman quoted a great story of the Rebbe Rav Radishitz, Zuchus Lagin Aleinu, that he once said, a special guest has arrived today. It's his first visit, and he won't come again. I have to honor him properly. What's his name? The guest is called today. It came today and will never come back because time wasted is gone forever. And this is what the Rav Eli Elpian used to say. Rav Eli Elpian, when he used to be able to wake up, he used to jump out of his bed and the Yitzhar would tell him, go back to sleep. And he said, if you're up, I'm up. If you're up, I'm up. When you start the day on a strong note, I know for myself, when you start the day strong, the rest of the day is impacted by the first actions, by the first few minutes of the day. That's what the Kushner Sermagin says, Rishis Ariso Seichem, Chala Tarmiya Trumah LaHashem. Make sure the beginning of your life, or maybe the Rebbe Rav, the beginning of your days, are Mikadosh Hashem, and then it has an impact for the rest of the day and the rest of our lives. What a beautiful instance of Kushner Sermagin, and from Rebbe Rav, just moving on to Din number 5. Din number 5 comes to us from the Lubavitch Rebbe, on Mitzvah Tzitzis, at the end of the Parsha Perek Tzvav, Pasha Lamed Zayit to Lamed Tes. You have to make sure the Rebbe to wear tzitzis for all generations. It says the Lubavitch Rebbe, and this is brought down in my Hayom Yom Sefer, but it's quoting the Likutei Sichos, Chelek Lamed Gimel, page 104, page Kuf Dalet. That we know, we keep the mitzvah, says the Rebbe, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu also keeps the mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also fulfills his own commandments. We know the Gemara in Bracha tells us about tefillin. Says the Rebbe, in this spirit, the Rebbe teaches us that through our fulfillment of the mitzvah of tzitzis, and specifically when we gather our four corners, when we gather together every morning in the tefillah of Ava Rabba, and you take your tzitzis, and you gather the four corners of your tzitzis together, you mamish hasten the fulfillment of the mitzvah by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do the mitzvah of tzitzis? The ingathering of the Jewish people from the four corners of the earth. When you make sure to be able to gather in the four tzitzis, on your beged every single morning, be able to when you say Shema, you're causing the Rabbono Shel Olam to be able to bring Klaiser one step closer to Eretz Yisrael, to bring them from the four corners of the earth. And this reminds me of a Torah from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh that we've said in the past few weeks, but such a beautiful idea. Rabbi Goldberg and Rabbi Moshe Tzvi Weinberg, both of my Rabbeim, quoted the idea. Mishnah Avos Perek Dal Perek Sheni Mishnah Aleph Da Mala Mala Mimcha. You should know what's above you. And the Mishnah goes on to say, a watchful eye, a listening ear, everything's written down. But says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Da Ma Lamala Mimcha. What goes above happens Mimcha. What happens to Shemaim? Mimcha. Comes from you. The power of your actions, the power of your tefillah, the power of your sensitivity, the power of your text message, the power of your davening and learning has kochos ramifications in Shemaim. And that's exactly what the Lubavitch Rebbe is saying here. When you take those tzitzis and you manage to bring that ingathering to your other right before Shema, you're literally causing the Baruch Hashem to be able to one step closer to bring Klai Yisrael to with Mashiach Zekeinu Be'ezer Hashem very, very, very soon. But you know the koich of our actions, tremendous ramifications, tremendous effects in the positive and chas from the other opposite, but let's focus on the positive. Beautiful insight of the Lubavitch Rebbe and the Baal Shem Tov. Let's just review these five ideas. We start off the first idea of the Kilas Yitzchak, the Talmud of the Vilna Mordechai and the Beis Halevi. Why is it Moshe only daven for Yeshua? Because the Targum Yonasan tells us Yeshua is very humble and he is devoted to Moshe Rabbeinu. And says the Kilas Yitzchak, Moshe knew that Yeshua knew the prophecy of Eldad and Medad, and that's why he stepped that. That Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't going to be able to bring Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe thought that Yeshua would sin and join the Meraglim, be able to make sure that Moshe lived longer. Moshe made a daven that Yeshua should be able to make sure that he stays strong. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh Shalta and the Rav Chaim V'Lajah both tells the Gemara in Brachas, the Pasuk says, the Gemara says, everything comes from Hashem except for Yerushalayim. But Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a small thing. But not everyone's a Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Baal Shem Tov Rav Chaim V'Lajah. No, everyone's not a Moshe Rabbeinu. But everyone needs a Moshe Rabbeinu in their life. Everyone needs a Talmud. Everyone needs a Rebbe, excuse me. Everyone needs a role model. Everyone needs a Rebbe. Everyone needs a parent to be able to grow. When you have that Rebbe, you have that devotion, you're uplifted, you're transmitted to a different person. That's the message of devotion to a Rebbe, to a role model, to a Chacham. We know Chazal tells Haibi David to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by being David to Talmidei Chachamim. Devotion to one's Rebbe brings up a person closer. Ksav Sofer, the second idea, the Pasuk says, Vayas Kolei V'Sa'am Al Moshe. Why doesn't Yoshua join, says Ksav Sofer? Why doesn't Yoshua join that plea? Says it very similarly, because we know that Rashi also tells us that when Yeshua saw the Nevuah, that Moshe Rabbeinu from Eldad and Medad, that Moshe was not going to be called Yisrael on the earth, so only Yeshua. And he didn't want people to think that only Yeshua was going to, he was only rallying so he could be the leader. So he knew when to take a step forward and he knew when to take a step back. And this is the mice we step from Shlomo Feifel, quote from Chaim Soloveitchik, and he's vacationing. And every minute was so precious to him in learning Torah. But he'd be able to make sure to be able to go listen to that shoe tailor, be able to go listen to that tailor, because he had a broken heart. And he told that other Rav, when the Rav asked him about it, there's precious time. He said, when there's time to learn, there's time to learn, it's time to learn, to listen, it's time to listen. We have to know how to be a balanced person in our life. You have to know when to press the active button and when to press the passive button. But even when you're not learning, to be able to understand how to be a well well-balanced person and to know what to do, how to do, when to do. Beautiful insight from Rosh Hashanah Feifeld. The third idea of Semper of Soloveitchik, or Simon quotes from Rav Shechter, Rav Shechter quotes from Rav, that it's a land that devours its inhabitants. The Gemara tells us in Baba Basar Kuf Nechasim Adalf, it's the Avir Dere Yisrael Machkin, the air of Yisrael makes a person wise. It says the Rav, it's only if you have the Chachma before, then Tisrab Chachmaso. But you have to become a Kli for the Kedush of Yisrael to be Mekabal you. And that's the same thing Rabbeinu Yonah says in Avos Gimel Yud Zayin, Mein Derech Eretz Ein Torah. The Torah only will dwell on a person that has good midos. The Torah is not going to be able to dwell on someone who doesn't have good midos. We have to make sure that Allah of a chana. The more we prepare for something, the more you prepare for Eretz Yisrael, you prepare for learning, prepare for Shabbos, then the Kedusha will have tremendous ramifications on your neshama. The fourth, the beautiful insight from the Rav and from Rabbeinu Yonah. The fourth idea, the bonus of Kedusha is from Maggid, quoted by Rav Simon as well, Ma'amir Dalin, Imre Baruch, Reishis HaRisu Seichem, Tinu L'Hashem Chuma, the first things you should give Chala to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says it's not just talking about your wheat or your grain, it's talking about the years of your life. Make sure that they're great and they're holy, because that's when you're full of koach and full of. And it's the righteous, it'll set the tone for the rest of your life. And that's what Rebbe Ravish Radish had said. At the beginning of the day, you have to greet your guest, and your guest is called Hayom today, and you'll never get it back. And that's what the Levi Eliyahu used to tell himself. At the end of the day, you have Yetzirah. If you're telling me to go back to sleep, if you're up, I'm up. But it sets the tone for the rest of your day. Be able to understand the beginning of the day sets the tone. And finally, the final idea, the Baba Shrebi tells us, the mitzvah tzitzis, when you take the four corners of your garment every morning, and you take and you put it in your hand, your left hand, but between whatever your minhag is, but you take those tzitzis, you mamish cause the Rebbe to have to do the mitzvah tzitzis as well, to the ingathering, to be klaiser from the four corners of the earth. And that's what Baal Shem Tov tells us, the mission on Avos, Perak Beis, mission out, dal malama, mimcha, what goes above, mimcha comes from you. The power of your actions, we have tremendous effects. Every single smile, every single act, every single mitzvah has tremendous ramifications, tremendous effects, and tremendous results. We should be zochah Be'ez Hashem, to be devoted to our way, to be dovek to our rebbeim. We should be zochah Be'ez Hashem, to be a well-balanced person, to know when to step on the gas, and when to pull back, to see the whole picture. We should be zochah to always to prepare ourselves for holy things, prepare ourselves for Kedusha, and be able to understand, to set the tone in our younger year, to set the tone of our day, to set the tone for the entire day and the week. And when they're with holy things, it sets the tone, and to know the tremendous, tremendous effects of our actions. And when we do these things with Be'ez Hashem, we zocha Be'ez Hashem to bring, ultimately go back to Eretz Yisrael. Parsha Shlach is the parsha of Eretz Yisrael. We zocha Be'ez Hashem to go back to Eretz Yisrael very soon. Here, Mino, Mega Menschka.